Good morning. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller to Lake Chelan Historical Society. Let's talk history today about George Cook, an early immigrant to the Lake Chelan area. This was July 1902 when his grandfather left for Chelan. In a covered wagon, it took a week to drive from Marshall to Wenatchee. He had 6 grandchildren with him. 2 of Grandpa's sons were working in the wheat harvest near Wilbur. When harvest was over, the 2 sons came to help finish up the house in Chelan. The grandmother and all 6 children came to Chelan on the Columbia River on a steamboat named Selkirk. They had to leave early in the morning to get to Chelan Falls late that evening. When they got off, 2 men also got off. They got tired of waiting, so they started walking. When they met the stage, the driver asked if there were any more passengers. They said no, so he turned around and went back to Chelan. The manager of the wharf called the livery barn and asked about the stage and was told that it had gone back. They were then told that a woman and 4 small children were waiting, so they had to come back to Chelan Falls, get them, and take them to Campbell Hotel. The hotel cook served a special meal as it was so late that it was way past mealtime. Grandfather did not know just when they would arrive, so he was still on the homestead 7 miles up in the Boyd District in Perdaman Gulch. Clint Campbell of Campbell Hotel went out on the street the next day and found a man who had a team of horses and a wagon, and he agreed to haul them up to the ranch. The only stove they had for months was a real small sheet iron cook stove. A neighbor who lived nearby had a spare bed, and she told the grandma that the 3 boys could come and sleep in it until the bedding arrived. 2 of the uncles stayed all winter and helped grandpa cut wood to sell and get food for the 4 adults and 6 children. The snow got very deep that winter. The grandparents got a cast iron kitchen stove from an empty house nearby. It took 2 men all day to get the old team through the deep snow to get the stove home. But it surely pleased grandmother, and she used it for many years. This is your storyteller, Don Lloyd.